Part 10, Solving Equations Using Graphing, Example 4.
We are going to skip ahead to problem number 11 because it has a fraction for the slope already built in.
Ah, graph y equals negative 1/5 x minus 5.
Good.
Now, this is one of the real easy kinds of problems.
Why?
With this, because it gives you the fraction, it gives you the rise over run. So, remember, always start from the origin. That is very important.
Okay.
Start from the origin, always, every time.
Go ahead.
So, starting from the origin, we have a negative 1/5. Now, you want to be careful. Even though this is rise over run, a negative, you go down.
Okay, do we start with the slope, though, when we're graphing a line?
But we need to start with the y-intercept. So negative 5 on the y, we go down 5. 1, good. 2, 3, 4, 5. Plot point. Whoa. Kind of crooked here.
Brandon places a point at minus 5, y.
Okay.
That's better.
And then your slope
was negative 1/5.
Right.
So now we want to go down 1. Don't go up 1 because that's going to be positive.
You could go up, but then you'd have to do, well, what direction would
make
the
sure
one?
You'd have to go left 5, and right. That would be hard, or that might be confusing. So you want to go down 1 and to the right, 5, 4, 5.
And why do we go to the right?
Because that last number is still positive.
Okay, so positive means go to the right, negative means go
to the left.
Okay.
And positive means go up, and negative means go down in terms of y's.
Great.
So, and then we want another one, so negative 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then negative 5.
Mm-hmm.
Positive 5.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right.
Point.
Brandon places a third point on the graph.
Don't move the point, please.
Brandon grabs a wiki stick.
All right.
Okay. So we want to take our wiki stick.
What are you doing with that wiki stick?
Wait, we gotta pull it taut.
Just pull it taut, right? Lay it across
the points.
The points. But as you're laying it down, it's getting all wiggly. So what might be good here?
The ruler.
The ruler.
Mm-hmm. The ruler.
I could give you my pencil. That would work. You could lay that across the points, and then you'd have a guide. Push your fingers in the way, so that wouldn't work. Interesting line there, Brandon.
The wiki stick is curved, missing the middle point.
Did you go through all 3 points?
Well, that's what I'm not sure about.
Yeah, me neither.
Brandon's hand searches the first quadrant.
Are there points way up there? Start with your y-intercept. Where's your first point? The y-intercept was negative 5, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then your slope was negative 1, 5. So what direction do you think you need to go?
So negative 1 is down 1 and to the right.
5.
Gotta go there.
Roll it down. Good.
Yeah. And now that's...
Don't take it off the other one, though.
Brandon adjusts the wiki stick.
Okay, how about the third point?
The wiki stick is slightly bent between the second and third points.
That's a pretty squiggly line you got going there.
Where is the third point going?
Well, find your second point and use your slope to find it. Negative 1, 5.
Brandon moves his hand to the origin.
Start at negative 5 to find your first point.
Brandon moves his hand down along the y-axis.
Okay. And then you read negative 1, 5 for the second point.
Oops.
All you have to do is go down one line and slide over to the right until you find the next point. Because you already plotted it. It's stuck there.
Right.
It's not moving. You got it pretty well anchored. So you want to find your third point. So you go down one and you slide over until you find the next one. To the right.
Yeah.
Got it?
It's so there.
Is it? Now feel your line. Does it feel straight?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Run your finger along the line and see if it's straight.
Well,
here, let me lay my pencil on here so you can tell. Lift up.
Wait a minute.
The line is still bent between points 2 and 3. The teacher puts a pencil on the line.
This line has a disease. There's a lump in the middle.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm laying my pencil there. It's intersecting the 3 points. Where's your line in relation to my pencil? Yeah, do you feel that lump right there? Let's cure it.
It's sick.
It is sick.
Oh, no.
I don't like you, bro.
Doctor, we have a sick pencil.
Oh, my goodness.
The line is now straight.
All right. Let's see. All right, that looks a lot better. Except now my pencil's stuck to it, but it's a lot straighter. So using something that's stiff to line it up would help.
Yeah.
Rulers preferred. Pencils roll around too much.
Yeah, that they do.
All right, good job.